So many things could go wrong with this, but we need builders. Builders! People!
So whilst they're getting going with this, one of the worst good times that you can possibly have, in my opinion, is to go camping. Have we got any campers amongst us? Got any campers? You know, well, I totally respect you, but I just don't understand you.
So now we need to put...
As I've quoted before, as the late, great Terry Wogan used to say, why would you go on holiday to be more uncomfortable than you are at home?
Do you want to help?
And you might be sat there this morning thinking, why on earth are they putting up a tent in the middle of the church on Harvest Sunday? Any guesses? Any guesses? Have we got anybody here who might know the answer to this? Calais? Okay. Is it to represent Calais? That might be that. Any other wise people here who might... Well, John wants to say something. John, do you want to say something? John gave the right answer. Israel has a celebration that we is sometimes translated in our Bibles as booths or tabernacles or the Feast of Shelters or Sukkot is the Hebrew word. And it's a festival that kind of relates really to our harvest, because it's when they give thanks to God for his help, his sustenance, his deliverance from Egypt. So what they do, particularly those strict and dedicated Jewish people, they will build a shelter, and they will go out in their garden or wherever it is, and they will go and live in it for 8 days. And they will do all sorts of interesting things when they're in it. But the most important aspect of it is it's about celebrating and rejoicing in what God has done for them. So they're going to be busy decorating this. If anybody else wants to come and help decorate it, you're quite welcome. We don't need to worry about the guy, right? Here we are. So we're decorating it with all sorts of vegetables and wonderful things. And whilst they're doing this, they might say a psalm like this together. I think we've got a psalm that will come up on the screen here. This is Psalm 67. Can you see it? No, you can't see it. What about over there? Can you see it over there? If you've got a Bible, you can open it. Psalm 67. Okay, so there's a lot of decorating going on here. So this is the psalm they might say together. Should we read it together if you can see it? May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest, God. Our God blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. And that Psalm 67, is one that relates particularly to this festival. So they're remembering when God delivered them from Egypt, and they spent 40 years wandering in the desert. And even then, even in that time of rejection, even that time of difficulty, God was present with them and providing them in many ways. So it's about rejoicing, but it's also about remembering. How are we getting on decorating here? Hey, is it going well? Hey, I'm waiting for you. Oh, they're doing some lights here. So here they're fixing up some lights inside their shelter. Why do you think they might be doing this? Any suggestions? So they can see. Oh, well, that might be the answer, yeah. Any other suggestions? Actually, I can see you here now. Any other suggestions what they might be putting some... Sorry? To make it look good? Well, that might be it. So they can see in the dark. Well, yeah, that's the carrot person, wherever that carrot person's gone. Actually, what they would do with their shelters is not particularly put light in it, but they would either slash the ceiling of the tent or kind of leave a gap there so that they could look up and see the stars at night. Now, what if we're talking about remembering? So remembering God's deliverance from Egypt, his provision for them in the desert, what might that point towards? Yes, give that A plus. That's A plus. So it's remembering something that the Jewish people would know as the covenant that God, the Abrahamic covenant. When God spoke to Abraham, this founder of the nation, and said, as he looked up into the skies, that your descendants will be more numerous than the stars in the sky. So that's these lovely lights going up here. And there's something very strange that they've just brought into the tent, which I think is a really ridiculous... The odd time that I've been camping, the last thing you want to bring into your tent is sand. Isn't it? You kind of spend your time saying, keep the sand out of the tent. So why might we be bringing sand in here? Any... Yeah, that it might be that. Might be that one. It might be something else. It's not a trick question. It's very straightforward. Singing and praising. Why would sand be related to singing and praising? Sorry? Okay. Sand. Sorry, it's my accent. But you're right. No, that is right. Absolutely. Singing and praising God. It signifies the desert, doesn't it? So it reminds us that not only God's people travelled through the desert for 40 years, but our Christian life, in a sense, is a bit like that. The life that we live now is a life that's a sort of pilgrimage. It's a journey. And sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes it's a bit arid. And here's Sarah coming to join in. But the sand reminded the people that even in the midst of the desert, that dry place, that God's provision, his bounty, was all around them. Can you see this? He provided shelter. He provided produce. And they could look through the top of the tent and remember that God is a God of promise. That he has covenanted it with his people and he will not fail in that regard. So what else have we got going on in here, Mike? Are we nearly there? So I want to say, simply from this little... You can't see the screen from here, can you? Can you put the next slide up? 3 points in any good sermon. Next slide, there we go. The first one is this. Thing to rejoice. So harvest is about rejoicing and giving thanks to God for his goodness to us. Next. Harvest is about remembering God's provision and God's promise and God's presence with his people and with us through good times and bad times. And thirdly, harvest is about remembering that we rely completely on God, that we rely on him for, even as I said earlier, the air that we breathe and the fruit and food that we eat. So I think they've done a fantastic job and decorating the tent. So what would be really nice, I think, wouldn't it, if we're going to do the offering now, Mike.